In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began their chains were loosed, and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor, give you
God, and we do that right now. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in this show right now. And as our listeners receive your word, Dan, you got a poem during that song? You want to read it to us?
I do. It's from God's viewpoint. Praise me right where you are. Please know that I'm not far. I will release the binds on you. Believe that this is so true. Praise my name right now, for I am your awesome tower. Go ahead, sing praises to me. You will be released and become free.
Whoa, what does that mean to you, Nan? What is that saying to you?
Well, that's saying to me that, God inhabits the praise of his people. And when we spend time not only just praying, but when we spend time praising and bringing adoration to him, we learn of him, we grow in him, we come closer to him, and he moves in situations in our lives as we praise. What a testimony. We've all heard it many times of people. They praise God in the midst of their situation with nothing changing, the same situation, praising God, and God also would come on the scene and move in their situation.
Yeah.
And they could point back to, and they
Woo!
Stood as an example for us.
Right.
To encourage us also to just continue to praise God in the situation.
For some of you that are maybe just turning on this show, we are giving you weapons to fight the devil as we go through this show. One of them is praise, just like you heard that song. One of them is talking about is your Bible. It's your word. It's confessing your word. We're going to talk much more about these. We are coming up on the top of the hour. Betty, real quick, you got about a minute. Talk about the prayer line. We're expanding it. We're getting ready to start advertising it a lot more. Talk about it.
Well, one of the great things that we can do is that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. And what better way to do that is through prayer for our brothers and sisters and for our non-Christian brothers and sisters to bring them to salvation. We have a prayer line at prayers@bohmglobal.com, where if you send us a prayer, we send out a we send a attach a prayer to your request, and we send that out to all of our prayer team. We ask that if you want to be a part of a mighty move of God, is to again say, "Hey, please add me to the to your prayer chain." Send it, say, "Hey, add me." That's all you have to do. The prayers at bohmglobal.com, where Pastor Jim, Michelle, Lauren Gray will, and myself will be glad to have anyone say, "Hey, I would love to be the person who sends out those prayer requests." Again, say, "I would love to be a prayer coordinator." Send that request to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and we will be glad to add you.
Absolutely.
And again, God is still answering prayers. We've had, you know, a couple of really good praise reports just these last, in the last two or three days.
Oh, yeah, some great things.
And
yeah.
My friends, God is answering prayer.
He is.
He is answering prayer.
He is.
Did I forget something?
No, you covered it very well, Betty Thomas. prayers@bohmglobal.com. This ministry is, I guess one word that you would call us is diverse. Anybody is welcome. Everybody is welcome. We don't care what color your skin is. We don't care about anything. I mean, I could go a list of things we don't care about. But I'm just saying, you know, your relationship with God should be your priority. This is a place where you can be welcome. You can come and feel the power of Almighty God. You can be prayed for. You can be ministered to. You can be a part of the family. I tell you, Nan and I were a part of this crazy lunch gang today right after church. And we do that almost every Sunday. And wild time, fun time, people at other tables. What are you guys? Well, we're just a church and we're a family, you know. We're crazy. We admit that part. We are definitely a little nuts. But other than that, we just have a good time, don't we, Nan? You got about 20 seconds.
We do, and it shows that Christians can have fun. People think, "Oh, I don't want to be a Christian. I'm going to have fun." We had a blast.
We have fun. Next Sunday, right after church, is a special day. I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. So we got to do station ID right now. So we're glad you're here on Living the Good Life today.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life, second half. We are a two-hour show and have been for many, many, many years. We're in our 13th year. Dr. Angel Fazzoni and I do a show every Thursday night at 6 p.m., 6.06 p.m. to be exact, right here on TantalkNetwork.com. It's a life coaching show. Betty, you rarely ever miss the show. Do you want to comment on that today, what goes on every Thursday night around here?
Well, there's two precious ladies, Dr. Angel Falzoni, a licensed mental health counselor.
And PhD. Yep.
And PhD. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Mama Mac, the infamous.
Infamous,
Mama
yes.
Mac.
Thank you.
Yes, very infamous.
Thank you.
And that is Pastor Marcia McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
They go on at 6:06 p.m. every Thursday night on this radio station. And I tell you what, they give you purpose. They give you a meaningful insight into some of the problems that we do face on a regular basis. I think one of the greatest things they talked about that helped me a lot was being able to set boundaries, because
yes,
I could never, ever tell anyone no.
Right.
So, again, it's good. I'm going to call it counseling.
It is counseling, really.
It's wonderful counseling. Who, again, even in that on Thursday night, can set people free. And it's just amazing what you guys have covered and talked about over the last, 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years. And we just had our anniversary. But you know what? We're starting a new series this Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. I'm not going to tell you the name of it yet because I don't know it. But I will tell you that I know the topic, and it's going to be setting people free this week in an area in your life. So you don't want to miss 6:06 p.m. Thursday night. It's going to be powerful, Dr. Angel and I. Thank you, Betty, for that. We have the prayer line. We have services Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And Wednesday night at 6:30 is our Bible study. We actually start prayer meeting at 5:45 on Wednesday evenings. So come and bring your Bible and a notebook. We sit in our fellowship hall, and we have tables set up. You can bring your dinner. Nan does almost every week, do you not, Nan?
I do.
Why would they want to bring their dinner?
Well, it's during dinner time. Sorry. I want to partake with the Bible study, but it's time to eat because I'm hungry. So
yeah, we've been working all day.
It's fine. We have tables set up. People can have their notebook out, their Bible out. They can take notes. They have plenty of space for that. Eat. If you have something to heat up in the microwave, we have a microwave. We have a stove.
We have a full kitchen. Beautiful new kitchen.
And that's, I come from Tampa.
Yeah. Know? So, we want to say here, because for so long we have been kind of nomads in this ministry. Cindy, we've been nomadic for a while. Mm-hmm. And that means we've kind of gone from this place to that place to meet, and things, we just couldn't afford things, or we'd lose people, or we'd gain people, and we go outgrew. And it's been one thing after another. But about a year ago right now, we were meeting for a period of time in a very small place, and we began to agree that God was going to provide a space for us and that it would be adequate to grow in. And we honestly believed for months and months, as Dr. Angel and I started looking for a place for her office and for the ministry. And it just seemed impossible in the natural. And then in March, God did a miracle. And we have this amazing, beautiful space where it was almost full last week with the McKay's church and ours. Still room, though, for more people to get in there. And we have totally renovated an old recording studio that is just, Cindy, you would love it. It's my favorite beacon we've ever had. It's my favorite facility. Betty, what about you? Because you helped lay carpet in that place. So you want to comment on what God's done there?
Well, I tell you, he took something that it almost seemed impossible, but we know things are all things are possible with God, and we were able, with His help, and many of the other brothers and sisters of Beacon of Hope, it all came together, and it was perfect timing because at almost 11:59 p.m. before that Sunday, we laid the last little pile of carpet.
Before May 19th. Yeah, we were still there.
I mean to tell you what.
You and Megan were there. Yeah.
Yeah, Megan and I. Yeah,
I was home in bed.
Everybody else was home in bed. But, God sends the right people for the right job.
Yes.
And I just praise Him and thank Him for the strength and the energy that we had, all of us,
to get it done.
That. Just in time for the first service on Sunday morning.
Oh, and so we had
him all the praise and glory.
Amen. That was May 19th, opening day. And then August 4th was our dedication of the facility, because we had done a lot more tweaking to it. And then last Sunday was our 18th anniversary for the ministry. And we were able to celebrate it with the McKays and their congregation in our new facility. God gets all the glory and the praise. I'm telling you. That's what it's all about. Believe in God for miracles, because He wants to do that in your life. Welcome back to the second half of Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life. We're having a new series. We're on it right now, Set Free. We're going to talk more about this topic in a moment. We're going to start with a song that I love. This song. I will probably cut it a little short because it just goes on and on and on. But it's such a great message. Trading My Sorrows.
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm joy of the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes with the morning.
Cindy, and how do we do it? And what? Where do sorrows come from anyway?
Well, same entity that steals, and destroys.
Yes, same old Satan that steals, kills, and destroys. Go ahead.
And the why is because, well, who wants to live in sorrow?
Right, right.
Sorrow is that's a terrible state of being.
It is.
You know, you don't want to be in sorrow for an extended period of time because it affects absolutely every aspect of your life.
It does.
And I have a family member whose husband died, and she's never come out of that sorrow. And it's been, I think, 13 years now.
Wow.
And, yeah, and it just, you know, her health has suffered.
Yeah. It can happen. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
that's not God's will for us, is it, Cindy?
No.
It's not God's will for us to stay in sorrow, depression, sickness, disease. It's not.
Mm-mm.
Let's go to Nan here a moment because she's got a poem that God gave her during that song.
I will decide to trade my sorrows for the joy that God has for me. I see how it's affected others, and I want to be set free. And then God says, we say, I praise you, my Heavenly Father. I'm putting my sorrows down for you. I believe that I will be okay. I believe that these words are so true. And one thing I want to say, at the beginning it says, I will decide to trade my sorrows.
Right.
It is a decision.
Yes, it is.
So I looked up the word decide, and in Webster it says, to make a final choice or judgment about, or to select as a course of action, or to infer on the basis of evidence. And those are great definitions for the word decide. It's our choice.
It is our choice.
And some people say, but you don't know what I'm facing. You're right, I don't, but God does. And it is our choice to lay them down, our burdens, and he will lift us up and he will undergird us when we need it.
Thank you, Nan. That's right on. Cindy, that so often our choice is by default, I propose to you. The pain comes, or the financial issue happens, or we lose a job, or somebody tells us they don't love us anymore. And suddenly, by default, we are thrown into despair and sorrow and pain, depression, disease, whatever the case may be. But it's right then in the event that happens where circumstances have thrown us that way. Of course, those come from the devil, guys. The devil is the one who's trying to steal, kill, and destroy from you. We have choices to make, don't we, Cindy? Right there.
Absolutely. It's the choice of what side you're going to pick.
Exactly.
Are you going to choose to continue in sorrow?
Right.
Or do you want to choose life?
Right.
God says, you know, power of life and death is in the tongue.
Yes, yes.
And when something is in the tongue, that means it's a choice that you make. It's a verbal choice that you make of what you declare over your life.
It is a verbal choice. I agree with you entirely. We're going to Psalms 86. Betty, do you want to comment on that while we find Psalm 86, verse 5? Do you want to comment on any of that?
Well, of course. one of the things that we need to do is to put on the garment of praise.
Amen.
For the spirit of heaviness. And because that heaviness comes in sorrow, it comes in sadness, it comes in heartbreak. But we know the God who is over all of those things, that he will take that spirit of heaviness off of you once you begin that spirit of praise. And we have to remember is that the sorrow, the things that we feel come from Satan, not from God. And a lot of people blame God for the way that the condition that they're in. They have to come to the realization of what we're talking about today is being set free.
Yes.
Is that once we do start doing exactly what God wants us to do, and that's to praise him, because God inhabits the praises of his people. And he loves for us to hear us to sing to him. He loves for us to talk to him as a friend.
Amen.
And I believe that once we get through through this series, of being set free, is that it's going to help people a lot to be able to be called overcomers.
Amen.
And be able to set their feet on higher ground.
Amen. Psalm 86, verse 1, incline your ear. This is David talking, O Lord, and answer me. For I am poor and distressed. I'm needy and desiring. Which is interesting that David just calls it like it is. He's having a bad day. Psalm 86, as it begins. Preserve my life, for I am godly and dedicated, O my God. Save your servant. I trust in you. I lean and believe on you. I commit all my... I'm confidently looking to you without fear or doubt. You know, it's so often that we are in this same type of position. There is nothing wrong with saying to God, okay, God, here's where I am today. David starts out Psalm 86 of, here's where I am. Please listen to me, because I'm poor, I'm distressed, I'm needy, I'm desiring, I'm a mess. If you're a mess today, say, God, here I am, I'm a mess. Can you bless this mess? Because this is who I am. And he says in verse 2, but I don't want you to kill me or anything. I don't want to die. I want to hang on to life. Verse 3, David specifically asks this. If you're taking notes, this will change your life. Be merciful and gracious to me. When you're having a bad day, pull out Psalm 86. I've been living in it the last couple days. Be merciful and gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. There's some days that we are going through tremendous struggles. I'm going through one. Our family's going through one with a family member who is gravely ill. And there are times that I find myself crying. Mm-hmm. I do.
And you know, and Pastor, it's okay. It's okay because God gives us that outlet of, I call it an outlet of tension or a release.
Yeah.
To be able to say, God, I'm a mess.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you today that mess that seems to be a mess in people's lives is going to be a message, because the word of your testimony is going to take that mess into a message, that the test that you're going through, people, is going to be your testimony.
Amen.
Of what God has done in your life.
Amen.
And, you know, God cares so much for each and every one of us that he, you know, even that psalm speaks multitude.
It does.
Of that, even, you know, I think people can sometimes sit back and say, well, these people that are on the radio, they never go through any of this. Or they couldn't, you know, why do they talk such a happy, joyful message? You know why? Because we've been there.
Amen.
We walk the walk that we talk. Because
yes,
what better way as a testimony is to help people is to say, I've been there. I've been through what you're going through. And that, you know, Cindy, you were talking about that lady that, you know, has lost her husband and has gone through, you know, so many odd years of being in sorrow, is that we speak life to her.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes, we do.
And mm-hmm. we ask that the Holy Spirit come and minister her, because he is our comforter. And when we hear of our brothers and sisters or a friend or an acquaintance who is going through something, is as disciples, we can say, you know, reach a hand out and say, I've been there, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know what you're going through.
Right.
And I want to help mm-hmm. you, whether it's a hug, a song, just, you know, having a listening ear can do wonders for people who are going through something that they really don't know how
yes.
to deal with.
Yes.
And let me also mm-hmm. tell you that Satan has his way sometimes with people that are like that, that mm-hmm. he enjoys seeing people, you know, having the sorrow, the broken heart, you know, over the death of a loved one. It's tough. Yes, there is grief, but there is also hope after grief. And I'm going to pray for that lady, Cindy, if you don't mind, not here,
Thank
but
you
know, just in my own separate time, is that we all go through things that mm-hmm. we have no idea how we're going to get out, but God has
right.
his plan. God always has his way, and he knows the plans he has for us, because he is mm-hmm. the truth, the life, and the way.
Amen.
And I don't know where I'd be without him, and I know the ladies here on the radio, we have no idea how we've gotten this far, but it's the only reason mm-hmm. is because of Jesus Christ.
It's exactly right. And
it's actually my sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Well, if you can, if you have time, send me her name, because I will.
Okay.
I will send her. You know, I will bring her before the Lord, and if you prefer, we can always. You know what? We can always send out a prayer request for her, because there's people that have gone through what she's gone through.
Yeah.
In those links of all of those people that are on that prayer chain, someone has lost a loved one
right.
that can minister through prayer for her.
Praise right. God.
Yes, absolutely.
And in our family situation, it's a close relative. who's who's dying. And it's very painful to watch, and it's very painful to
It's one of those things where you don't really have the word. I don't mean to put words in your mouth, Pastor.
No,
I would
please,
never do that.
Please go ahead.
But I know you're hurt, and I know your feelings, and it's a lot closer to home when it's someone that is that close to you, and I'm sure it was with your sister, Cindy, is that person that her husband and probably her were very, very close, that she depended on him. What we want to do is to change that and show her that her strength comes from the Lord. And, you know, for Pastor, a lot of us know what she's going through because we've been there. We've lost people that are very, very close to us. And I believe that during that transition, that everyone will see God through all of this. That his power has changed resistant hearts, that it's going to bring these people closer together than they've ever been before. A lot of separation has happened over the years. A lot of separation has happened over the years. I believe that separation gap is closing now.
Amen.
Because God wants that gap closed, because he wants the members that of the family to be closer together, because it makes it easier in the time of transition and grief that you can minister to each other. And, you know, God is in the midst of this. I've seen it over the last 2 days, and I haven't really put it into words, but God is working a miracle in that situation, Pastor Marcia.
I know.
We may not see it yet, but he's working.
He's working.
He's in control.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Nan?
And what I want to say here, and, you know, ladies, you know, you guys are, if you will, off-site right now. There's no telling when you'll be back here, and God willing, y'all will. We trust God for that. But I'm here, and I will not look up at Pastor because I'll start crying. I'm crying anyway. But, you know, she has stood as such an example to her flock. We know that she's going through pain. We know that she's going through agony of just dealing with things and having things happen. And yet she has not missed a lick when it comes to ministry to us. She's prepared. She comes prepared. She brings the word to us. You would not know to see her right now. You would not know that she's dealing with what she's dealing with. She sets such an example. And I'm just proud to be able to say I'm part of the congregation that she's setting that example for. But you ladies know her, and you know that she's doing that because you know her. But there's a lot of people who don't necessarily know her, but just hear on the radio. And I just want to just declare and let them know that.
That's only it. Because of God's grace.
That's right. And I've known that lady in that engineering booth for a long, long time.
Since 1989. That's a long time.
Yep. And the lady that's older than dirt. She's older than I am. She's older
Shut
than Cindy
up.
And Nan. But you know what? God is her strength.
Yeah.
God's grace and mercy sees her through. And that total dependence on him, and it's not what he's done for her, but how much she gives him the glory and the praise for all things, because God is all things to Pastor Marcia. And I've, you know, we've been on the phone for many hours at a time just praying and talking things through. And I believe that, again, the glory of the Lord is her strength.
Thank you, Lord.
That she is a pillar to the people that know her. And I just want her to know that the prayers of God's people are going to see her through.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
That God is her friend. God is her father. And I believe that
no weapon formed against her shall prosper. I believe that greater is he that is in her than he that is in the world, and I'm sure that Satan has attacked her on every avenue, every aspect of her life. But you know what? She comes out victorious, and it's because of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross, that has seen her through.
Amen. You're exactly right about that. And David said it. Let's just go to a song. Let's just go to a song. How great is our God?
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great.
Amen and amen, man.
Mm-hmm. I am greatly before you. Of this you will make it through. You will make it by my grace. I see all things that you face. You stand as a pillar to many. Of my love and care they do see. Keep on doing as you have done. It's all pointing them to my son. They are learning all about me, and that of their binds they can be set free.
Wow, thank you. Mm-hmm. Psalm 86, verse 5. Read it, will you, Cindy? Psalm 86, verse 5 and 6 and 7.
Let me get it up here.
Or do you have it in front of you, Betty?
Yeah, I've got it, Marcia.
Go ahead.
Marcia.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. And then
go ahead.
You guys.
Okay, 86.
Yeah, 5, 6, and 7.
All right, let me. I'm in the message. You know how that is. help your servant. I'm depending on you. You're my God. Have mercy on me. I count on you from morning to night. Give your servant a happy life. I put myself in your hands. You're well known as good and forgiving, big-hearted to all who ask for help. Pay attention, God, to my prayer. Bend down and listen to my cry for help. Every time I am in trouble, I call on you, confident that you'll answer.
Wow.
Want me to keep on?
That's all right, right there. Lord, you are good. You're ready to forgive. He's good. No matter what the trial is, he's good. Mm-hmm. Explain that. Cindy, explain how God can be good in the midst of it.
That's who he is. It says that God is love.
Yeah.
And that... that explains his entire being. He loves us. He wants the best for us. And because he knows the future, then he sees what we're going through now in a future sense. He understands that the things we're going through now are preparing us for future things. We see now. And often now is not easy. It's really hard. And so that's why we have to rely on his love for us and his goodness. Because even when it's hard, we have to keep in mind he already knows how this is turning out. He knows that as we go through this, it's preparing us for what's next. And
right.
What's next may be way far in the future. And I think an interesting thing about David and all the things that we've read here, David was king. He was the king.
Yes.
But he was, his own son was after him.
Yeah.
In part of the scripture, you know, people were trying to kill him. And he's called a man after God's own heart. So if David can say, hey, you know what, this is a really crappy day. I feel crappy. Terrible things are happening to me. And God, I need you to save me. Then I think it brings it right down to hey, it's okay that we feel what we feel.
Right.
It's not wrong to be upset. It's not wrong to be sad. It's human, but it's David's response to it. It's his calling out to God that makes the difference, and it makes the difference in all of our situations as well.
It does. And so often, whatever we're going through is overwhelming almost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we really get a hold of this message of being set free, it doesn't mean that everything's going to always work out the way you want it to. Talk about that, Betty, will you? Take it.
Well, I think that
one of the things that God wants us to do is to have hope and to keep on keeping on. And it's one of those things where we may see it come to fruition. We may see it come to pass. We may not. But one of the things that we have is that we have the faith and we have the trust in God that he's going to see us through.
Amen.
We have a friend who is terminally ill and stage 4 liver cancer. And right now, sure, there's not a lot that the doctors can do. But even if the healing doesn't come, there's a song, even if the healing doesn't come, God is with him.
Amen.
God will see him through.
Yes.
God will make sure that the pain that he suffers, even though he will walk through the valley of the valley of the shadow of death, he will fear no evil because God is with him. And, you know, I turned to the 23rd Psalm, during good times and through bad, that, you know, he will walk beside still waters. He walks with us. He talks with us. And he's always there, even though we had to explain to Zoe Grace about Jesus that even though we can't see him, we know that he's there. It's just like the oxygen that we breathe. We can't see oxygen, but it keeps us alive. And that's what Jesus does for us. He keeps us going. He keeps us even through the tests, even through the valleys, even through the storms. You know, our God, and there's so many things that you can say about God. You know, my lifeguard walked on water. You know, He is my life saver. He is my comforter, my salvation. He's my rock. I mean, there's so many things that can describe. He is I am.
Yeah.
And there are so many times that through death, we lost, you know, when in the death of Grayson, it took months and months of asking God, just give me the strength to be able to be a testimony for what we've been through. And it wasn't the Lord's will that Grayson survive. But we know that at some point when we go to be with, you know, when we go to be with the Lord, when our time is up, that we will see him again. And that's what I look forward to. I look forward to seeing, you know, that song, I Can Only Imagine What It Will Be Like.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, my Savior's face, I mean, that's not part of that song, but just think of what it's going to be like when we do see Jesus face to face.
Amen.
Will I be able to stand? Will I be able to dance? Will I be able to say anything at all? But that's the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. And that's why he went to the cross for us, because he loved us so much that he didn't want to see any more sacrifices.
Right.
And that God sent his son so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And that's what Jesus means to me. There has been some surrender moments, and I'm sure there has been in all of y'all's lives. There's been those surrender moments where you have to say, God, I can't do this anymore. I can't take it, just like David did. David did it more than just once, people. He did it a lot. And all through the Psalms, the psalmist David was saying, you know, God help me. God save me. God get me out of this. But, you know, there's enemies all around me, but God saw him through in each and every occasion.
Amen. And that's what he does with us, no matter what we're going through.
Amen.
He does it.
Amen.
Psalm 31, verse 1. In you, O Lord, do I put my trust and seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame or have my hope in you disappointed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Psalm 31, verse 2. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Verse 3, yes, you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake,
lead me, and guide me. No matter what you're going through right now, dear listener, God wants to lead you through the storm. He wants to guide you to a better place in Him. He wants you to grow your faith. We've been talking today about being set free, and part of what we have to get set free from is our old ways of doing things, our old ways of thinking. When we think that, oh, well, I can just do this myself, or I can fix this, or this won't bother me when this happens, or whatever. Cindy talked to us because we have to acknowledge when we're being set free, we learn to acknowledge this very thing. Psalm 31, verse 1. In you, O Lord, do I put my trust, and I seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame or have my hope in you disappointed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me and deliverance be speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. We're set free from our own thinking. We're set free from our circumstances so often. We are set free from thinking we can fix it. And we're set free to acknowledge that it's God's will in our lives that needs to happen. Cindy, your comment before I do this next song.
I go back to the fact that David was a king.
That's right.
And he still, you know, kings are the ruler. They have money, power, prestige. Their physical needs are all met. And yet, here he was several times through Scripture on the run for his life.
He was, yes.
You know, attacked by his family, by those he trusted, those he loved. He is a type of Christ who was also betrayed by those that he loved, that he had spent time with.
Amen. He was a type of Christ, yes.
So, if they went through it, then it's not unusual that we're going through it. And they are our example of crying out to the Father, of holding on to the promises, of speaking them over our lives. And both those stories, look what happened. You know, Jesus was killed and yet rose from the dead, and he's in heaven making intercession for us. David is called a man after God's own heart.
Yes.
I can't think of any higher praise,
right,
any higher statue,
right,
that you could possibly ask for than to be someone after God's own heart.
Mm.
And so their examples are there for us to cling to, that this is a winning formula. This is helpful. It's necessary. This is what we can do to survive.
Amen. Give me Jesus, Danny Gokey.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, oh. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
Cause he's all I need. Give me Jesus. When I come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. All I need, oh, it's all I need. Won't you give me Jesus? Oh, it's all I need.
Lord, in our own strength, we can't do this.
It's all I need.
We need you, God.
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, he's all I need. Give me Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for our listeners right now. You know their circumstances. You know their needs. You know what they're going through. We don't, but you do. Lord, we ask you in the precious name of Jesus to do what they need done in their lives, to be particularly close to every single listener, to let them feel your presence, to let them know you love them with all their hearts, with all your heart. Let them feel you working in their life and in their situation. Let them draw near to you, and then we know you will draw near to them. Lord, we need Jesus. We need to be set free from everything that binds us up. And we need to be free to worship you and free to lean on you for all of our needs. So we thank you for this amazing show today and for your anointing upon it. We bless you from the bottom of our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Talk to us, Nan.
Give me Jesus at all times. I will praise his name. I know that it will be okay and that I will not remain the same. Give me Jesus at all times. I know that I will make it through. Praising his awesome name is what I am now to do. Give me Jesus at all times. I do know that he's with me. Jesus, I praise your name right now, and of my binds I will be freed. Jesus, I praise your name.
Praise God. It's amazing how God gives you those just right here in the middle of the show. That's just totally crazy and wonderful. Some thoughts from you, Cindy, and then we'll go to Betty.
I would urge anybody listening to avail themselves of the prayer line.
Yes.
The prayer ministry. It's a great source of strength to know that other believers are joining together to lift you up and to support you in prayer. No matter what you're going through, you don't even have to give details of what you're going through. You can put in an unspoken request if you need to. There's something very, very special and powerful about having the ability to reach out to other believers or have believers lift you up before the throne of grace and call your particular need before the God of the universe.
Amen. Amen. We agree. And also, I want to remind people, you can listen to these shows again and again, something that blesses you. Just go to podcast here at tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcast. The name of the show is Living the Good Life. It should be up tomorrow. And you can listen to it again and again. Or you can go to YouTube now and just go to Tan Talk Radio on YouTube and look for the name of this show, Living the Good Life. And it's dated 10/6/19. So go look for that. Betty, talk to us.
Well, I guess maybe this just sums things up, is that, you know, Jesus went through everything that we go through. And he was able to sympathize and to empathize, to know that he knows what it's like to be sad. He knows what it's like to grieve. He knows what it's like, because when Lazarus died, you know, he cried. But he knew that there was life after death. Amen. And there is hope.
Yes.
There is strength.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord. And
then,
you know, that's an old song. You know, there is power in the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even when we cannot utter a word, just like Danny Gokey sings, the name of Jesus covers it all.
Amen.
That he is there, what is it, 24/7, 365.
Yes.
That all you have to do is call his name, and he is listening.
Amen.
And
yes.
I thank you so much, Cindy, for saying, you know, about the prayer line, because a lot of people don't use, you know, they don't think that prayer works. Give it a try. And
it
watch
does.
What God can do in your life. And I just pray peace and comfort to those who are suffering today, that Jesus is the answer, that Jesus is good, and he's good all the time.
Amen.
And we just have to depend and focus on him, not on our problem, our situation, but focus on him, and he will see us through.
Amen. 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 What a joy you three are, I'll tell you. And what a blessing this show has been to me, just to do it and to be here with the three of you. Nan, any final comment there?
Yes, I want to see the people set free.
Set free.
And when they're set free, send us into the prayer line at prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Yes.
Use that prayer line. Share with us. We love to hear those type of things of how God is setting people free.
Thank
Amen.
You. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Our website is bohmglobal.com. It's getting ready to go through some construction, and we're going to make some changes. But for now, you can still find it at bohmglobal.com. Cindy Henderson, our Beaconite from Idaho, our sweetheart. We love you so much. Thank you for being on the air with us today. You're always such a blessing. Betty Thomas, I don't know what we'd do without you too, my dear sweet friend. Your ornery is all get out, but you are sweet, I'll tell you. No, we love you.
I learned from the best.
You sure did. You sure did. And Nan Watson right here in our home church right here. Nan is just a blessing to all of us. So for Nan and Betty and Cindy, I thank you both, all three, for helping make this show amazing today. God bless every one of you. To our listeners, we'd like to invite you to church on Wednesday night at 6:30, Bible study, and Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 2058 Weaver Park Drive. Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. That's where we are. 2058 Weaver Park Drive. We hope to see you soon, 10 a.m. Wednesday or Sunday mornings, 6:30 Wednesday night. I'm going to get it right here in just a moment. So it really has been a joy to be with you today. And we just want to remind you that God's got the answer to your situation. Give me Jesus, my Danny Gokey. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Nan Watson, Cindy Henderson, and Betty Thomas bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you. See you next week.
When I rise in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Oh, give me Jesus. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world.
Impeachment Talk, Supreme Court Session. I'm Ann Cates. House Democrats continue their impeachment probe after President Trump called on China last week to investigate the Bidens. Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri tells Margaret Brennan of CBS's Face the Nation that the president was probably joking.
I doubt if the China comment was serious, to tell you the truth.
You don't take the president at his
president
word.
The president loves to go out on the White House driveway. I haven't talked to him about this. I don't know what the president was thinking, but I do know he loves to bait the press, and he does that almost every day to see what you'll talk about and maybe what he was hoping was
somebody in the press. So you don't believe the president, but is that appropriate to ask for a foreign government to interfere in the election?
I don't imagine that's what he was doing.
The U.S. Supreme Court kicks off a new term tomorrow, the first Monday in October. Correspondent Ariane DeVogue reports a critical ruling on abortion is expected.
This Louisiana abortion law requires doctors to have admitting privileges at a local hospital. Critics say that it's not medically necessary, and they point out that it was just 3 years ago that this Supreme Court heard an almost identical law out of Texas and struck that down. And what was different then? It was Kennedy who sided with the liberals in that case. And now, of course, Kennedy has been replaced with the more conservative Brett Kavanaugh.